15, an emotional game for you, a long game for you, but 1-0 Henry E's early goal, and that's gave us a 1-0 win over Daventry. Just summarise that and your thoughts.
Yeah, it was a tough old battle, wasn't it? You know, I mean, we've took a fantastic lead after about 2 or 3 minutes from a great corner from Goody and an excellent header from Henry. And, you know, 89 minutes is a long time to sustain that type of pressure. You know, it always brings that little bit of pressure when you are 1-0 up in a game as important as today. But, you know, I thought we dug at it, we stuck in there, we scrapped, we battled. And I knew tonight it was the team with the biggest desire. And I thought we had that tonight. I thought, you know, after the goal, and Elliot could have probably scored 3 goals in the first half. He's not been able to finish them opportunities. And Joffrey had a great chance second half. But having said that, you know, they've had a couple of scares in the first half where Alice has come out and made a couple of good saves, and one in the second half. So, you know, they've put us under pressure, and they've played their part without a shadow of a doubt tonight. But, you know, we dug in, we stuck in there, and we were resilient. We defended our 18-yard box, I thought, with great courage. And I just think the determination, the desire to make sure we won this game, and you need a little bit of luck as well. And we got that, but then so did they to a certain point. But, you know, overall, it's a fantastic 95, 96 minutes. Very tense, that's the kind of games they are. But, you know, to come this far has been a fantastic achievement, and we've got one more hurdle to overcome.
This was this will go down as a classic derby game, but you do have to give respect to Daventry. They did go out there and make it difficult, and they wanted the same as us. They wanted to go through. What words have you got for Daventry?
Well, yeah, I spoke to the manager afterwards, you know, and they've had a fantastic season. You know, we spoke before the game, and, you know, we both sort of said, you know, we both had good seasons, and they've had an exceptional one in terms of their FA Cup run and their FA Trophy. They brought some joy and some pleasure to the football club, and you know, they've had to play a lot of games in a short space of time like we have, really. And unfortunately, they weren't able to sustain it. But only Darren and other reasons why. But you know, it's you know, I've been here before. You know, it's sad when these kind of things happen. But you know, they've got to take courage from what they've done this season and build on that. Like we, you know, the job's not complete for us yet. You know, we've still got a long way to go next Monday. But yeah, it's sad when you lose these kind of games. But you know, I have to make sure that we're happy and we're doing the job properly and we carry on and we move on.
Were you a little bit disappointed today with how isolated Elliot was when we sort of went into a five-man midfield, or was that the plan all the way through?
Well, I thought Josh wasn't quite on his game, and I thought he was a little bit short on his game tonight. I thought Joffy was a constant threat. I thought he was a fantastic outlet for us, and I thought Elliot worked tirelessly. And you know, it wasn't a tidy game, it wasn't a pretty game, but you know, the result is the most important thing. And you know, it's tense out there, and people have to understand that, you know, these guys are playing under a tremendous amount of pressure. And you know, the system has worked for us on numerous occasions. You know, once again, it's another clean sheet, it's another 3 points if you were looking at it as a league game, and we've won. So you know, for me, you know, there can be no criticism steered towards anything. To the way we've prepared, the way we've planned, what things we spoke about, it's all been a success, and it's all worked.
A quick mention on Alistair. He did deal with quite some heavy pressure under his goal mouth, and he did come out with some pretty decent saves for us.
Great, you know, I was unfortunate with Denham, but obviously he created his own problem. But I knew when Alistair became available, the lads were telling me how good he was. And for me, he's got better every game. You know, he's a young lad, he's learning his trade. He's kept a numerous amount of clean sheets, and that's been down to other parts of the game as well. But you know, he's played his part in terms of saves. He's made important saves at important times, and he's been for me a great signing, and he's played his part without a shadow of a doubt.
So, Bank Holiday Monday, we are here for the final at Slough. Did you expect Slough to get through, and what do you make of that?
No, we played them around Christmas time, and I know they had one or two lads missing. But no, they're a good outfit. They're a good outfit, and. You know, they've got some dangerous players. I think one of the lads is suspended, but having said that, you know, nothing can be taken for granted. You know, no team goes to rugby and beats them 3-0 if they're not a capable side. And you know, they've had a great end to the season. You know, they were going for a barren spell when we played them, but since then, very much like us, their form's been consistent. They play some beats, some good sides, and they're useful. So you know, it's going to turn out to be a fantastic day. And I've now got to spend my bank holiday without the wife and doing football again.
did you actually want the home leg? Is it easier for you to plan a game that way?
Well, you know, it would have been if it had been rugby, because obviously it's close to where I live. Mm. But you know, it's great. You know, it's great for everybody. You know, for the fans, it's great for Burton here, who help us share this ground. You know, the revenue is vital. It's important, most, but also to us as well. You know, the spin-offs from the game as well is important. So, you know, I'm pleased we got it at home. I'm pleased we got a chance now. We're going to fill this ground once again, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of thousand here.
And talking about a couple of thousand, 1,400 was the attendance today. You must be pretty proud that the most of Ketchum come out today.
Well, it's great, you know. We spoke about this, you know. If you look back 9 months, you know, fans were never even contemplating having a club that's sitting around after the October period when the chairman got things sorted out. And to think that things have transpired into this, 8 months down the line, we produced a great side, a successful side, and it's been a massive collective thing. And I think all the fans will be proud and happy that they've now got a strong team to support, a strong club to support, and everyone's played their part. It's been a magnificent turnaround and a massive battle that I think we've won.
Well done today, Dean. Go and enjoy it, and I definitely will be getting you a beer at the end of the game. Tell me, nice.